This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's No Holds Barred Radio, folks. Welcome to Life, L-I-F-E, Life. Jordan Peterson described Life. He says it's a sexually transmitted disease that is 100% fatal. Still, leftists pretend they can protect you from it. They are the condoms, the Trojans, right? The group, by the way, that sucks so bad they allowed the enemy in their midst. Are you enjoying your protection by the Trojans? See, at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and I'm happy to be Kevin Jackson, I believe that leftists are what go into the condoms. You know, the Richards of the world. They can protect you, right? I love watching the demented state of leftism on steroids right now. Are you enjoying this? You're watching these clowns do everything that they're doing and try to pretend that they're in control of everything that's going on out there? Maybe the toughest job in the world right now is being Joey Demento's press secretary. Former press secretary and newly minted Fox News contributor Kayleigh McEnany blasted the current White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, saying she didn't have to circle back to reporters because she had full access to President Trump. See, what Kayleigh McEnany is saying is that Jen Psaki, she doesn't know what Joe Biden's thinking. Would you want to be the person that had to be the babysitter for Sybil? You know, the girl that had all the personalities? Joe Biden can't remember where he put his underwear. He doesn't remember if he's got any on. And Psaki has to try to interpret this as well as balance between what the real people running this nation really want. Here's what Kayleigh said. She says, I wish Jen Psaki all the best. It's a very hard job. But that being said, we took great pains in our administration to do hours and hours of research beforehand, days sometime. I always knew where my boss stood. Unlike other press secretaries who maybe didn't have walk-in privileges, I could walk in at any time. I always knew where his head was at, so I didn't have to circle back because President Trump gave a lot of access to me. See, there's a rumor that Joe Biden doesn't even sleep at the White House. He's spending more time in Delaware than the White House. I think George Soros may even be taking up residence in the White House. Or Pelosi. Find out who the decorator is. If the decorator of the White House is the same people that decorated Pelosi's compounds, wherever they are. Man, we have the Democrats right where we want them. I know it seems bad. People, we're like, oh, Kevin, holy cow, you know, we got Cuomo. I mean, we got Joe Biden as president. We got Cuomo running New York. We got Gavin Newsom. We don't have control of the House. We don't have the Senate. Look at what they passed. This mega, $1.9 trillion that goes to coronavirus relief BS and only 9% goes to it. They are ramrodding everything they can get into this. And you know what? As citizens, we should be suing them. There should be recall petitions on every person that voted for that bill. In the Senate, I think they voted down party lines. It took Kamala, you know, Sweet Cheeks Harris to come in and break the tie. But, oh, baby, I did almost an entire show on the crow that these Democrats are going to eat. And if you think they're eating crow on just Cuomo, you wait until you see the rest. You wait until all the other stuff starts to bubble up. The New York Times actually did its job in going after Cuomo and saying, no, 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 he didn't just, it wasn't Trump that predicated him coming clean on the real statistics of how many people were dying in nursing homes. He was hiding that data beforehand. They're going to eat some crow, folks, and I'm not letting up. I don't know how you feel. I'm more empowered right now. It's like in 2012 when Obama won for the second time, because I think they cheated Romney out of it. Thank God, by the way. But when he won again, I said, I follow nobody. I'm not following anybody. We partnered with Heritage on a project. Now, I ain't following them. We're partnered with them. They do that what they want to do. We do what we want to do. We're working with Hillsdale College on some stuff. I love their work, but we will not follow. We will be a part of, and we will go our way and let them go their way. I think this is the way we're most effective. Anyway, finishing up on Cuomo, these people are now starting to take it back. And I'm not focused on Cuomo today, but I do, even though there are two more women that have now said they're, that they've been, you know, that have accused him of it. I didn't cover it yesterday. But two more women have come out. And, of course, Cuomo, I'm not going to, I'm not going to resign. He thinks he can get by this, right? He thinks he can forego this. He thinks he's that. I don't know. Look, maybe he thinks he's Joe Biden right now because Joe Biden swept Tara Reid under the rug, right? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe we'll find out a lot more about old Joey Demento here pretty soon. Because I'm telling you, the moves they're making, he's a temper. He's a placeholder. And it ain't for Kamala Harris. Daily Beast editor-at-large Molly Jong Fast once penned a feature about her coronavirus era crush on the governor. All of a sudden, I love Governor Cuomo, his soothing Queens accent, his stories about his dad Mario, she wrote in 2020. Star News, New York Times media columnist Ben Smith apparently deleted an old tweet that declared, all Andrew Cuomo's worst qualities are serving him well and New York. See, they knew of this guy's worst qualities. They knew he's a total, you know, he's a horn dog is what we used to call him when I was growing up. Here's the next one. CNN editor-in-chief Chris Chaliza has completely changed his tune on LoveGov, too. Chaliza once suggested Cuomo could be the single most popular politician in America and the most important voice in the coronavirus crisis. And now they're deleting their tweets and they're all starting to gang up on the guy. Trust me, folks, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and Kevin Jackson in general, that would be me. This is not over. They are not done with mea culpas. Cuomo is the first of many. Something's going to happen to expose all of this because that's what happens when the truth comes out. I don't know who went after Cuomo. Don't know, don't care. But see, the more power these people get, the more people they piss off, the more chances of people going, hey, how about I leak this little memo? How about I leak this little audio tape or this video tape? And let's see how Nancy Pelosi or whomever handles it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So happy to wake up knowing that I did not vote for Biden, that I was among the 80-plus million people who supported the real president, that I was not part of the big cheat, that I am not a person who will succumb to the nonsense that the big cheat didn't happen, that I will not fall prey to cancel culture, that I will stick to my guns no matter what, that you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and me specifically, Kevin Jackson, don't have to worry about me selling out for any reason. No amount of money will make me change my mind about how I feel about you, how I feel about this country. I'm proud to be part of what we are doing and the changes that will come. Because as I say to you guys all the time, we will win in the end. They have not defeated us, not even close. In fact, they've emboldened us. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, again, is where you can find out more about us. I hope you will go there, support us in any way that you can. I don't care how it is. Whatever thing that you think you bring to the party, bring it. Think of it as it's a potluck. Bring your dish. So what? We got extra potato chips. We can use them for the next party. Bring them. You bring some beer, God bless you. Bring some desserts, put them on the table. Actually bring some meat and cook it, we love you. It's a big old barbecue, a big old party for all of us right now. A metaphorical radio party. And everybody can kick in a little bit. Maybe just the person that brought paper cups or paper forks. You get what I'm saying? You're a part of it. Be happy. Be blessed that you are a part of it. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We have honor on our side. They don't. Amy Britton tweeted this. I've been a reporter for a decade now. I don't think I've ever heard people as fearful to speak about someone as they are about Governor Andrew Cuomo. Former staffers described his rage and vindictiveness and said they feared he would destroy their careers. You want to know who else they could say this about? Any Democrat in power. Do you think Adam Schiff is this way? Adam Schiff makes Cuomo look like a Boy Scout. Pelosi. Do you think Pelosi is not vindictive? How many dead carcasses are on the road to her power, her road to power? All of them are. Chuck Schumer, you want to talk about cancel culture? They will cancel you in a minute. You will lose your conscience. When a Democrat goes after you, they want no evidence that you ever existed. They go after you to the point where they want you to commit suicide 3 generations away from now. They don't want to just hurt you. They want to hurt your family, everybody around you, anybody in your, as they say, any of your satellites in your universe. Look at what they tried to do to Trump. President Trump did nothing except try to make this country great. And what did they do? Oh, let's look at his sons. Let's look at Jared Kushner. Let's look at his daughter. Let's look at even Barron was not off limits. Let's look at anybody that touched him that did business. Cohen, his former attorney. Anybody they could get to. Omarosa, how much money do you want to make, you wench? We'll give you money. People that claim they were spend time with him and writing books like that wolf fraud. Nothing but lying skanks is what they are. But they went after everybody. Manafort. They trumped up charges on General Flynn. Papadopoulos. Nothing. They had absolutely nothing. And he gets exonerated. And the Democrats just go, oh, doody, doody, doody. I don't know who threw the rock and broke the glass. They got shards all in their hair. A whole box of rocks and a sack on their back. I don't know, officer. But what do those rocks do to your bag there? Oh, I'm a rock collector, but I would never throw the rocks. Now, we've got Captain Demento leading the country. Why? Because somebody decided in their wisdom you should put a 78-year-old demented clown in the White House and conspire and actually in your face tell Americans, I don't care how you voted. I don't even care that you know we cheated. In fact, we're going to make it so bad if you say you cheated, your radio show won't get spread, Kevin. We won't let anybody listen to it. We'll take you off of social media. I had one of my friends, he runs a TV network. He says to me, hey, well, Kevin, listen up. We want you guys to have a channel. He goes, well, and he joked and says, as long as you don't talk about, you know, voter fraud or anything like that. And I was like, well, don't give me a channel if you don't want me talking about the reality of what I see. Don't give me a channel. Because I'll talk about it. Anyway. Hiding Biden. He's a racist. A do-nothing, accomplish-nothing bigot. And he's made history this week becoming the first president in 100 years who does not have a press briefing by himself in the first 45 days. He's not my president, by the way. White House reporters voiced their frustration over the lack of access to Biden. But the press secretary gave vague answers. Oh, he came in during this historic crisis, 2 historic crises, a pandemic like the country hasn't seen in decades, and an economic turndown that left 10 million people out of work. This was a strategy of the left. Create a BS pandemic and get a bunch of people unemployed because they had. Do you think that it was to build it back to say, well, as soon as we give it to Trump, we'll build the economy back? They don't want this economy built back. Not at all. They want this. They want universal basic income. They want $15 minimum wages. They want unions to come back into power so we can shut this country back. They want manufacturing moved back to China. They want our trade deficit to balloon to the outrageous proportions it was pre-Trump. And I could go on. They said, even during the pandemic, President Trump, this scamdemic, President Trump held at least 7 press briefings a week and took questions during all White House events. But Joe Biden didn't do it. Mr. You Ain't Black. And how about this recent revelation? Well, forget the fact that blacks are too stupid to get on the internet. And by the way, I'm going to joke every day that I have to get some white guy to help me get on the internet. But they laughingly claimed, the Democrats did, that Biden was going to unite Americans after the big cheat. But they also said he was going to cure cancer. I don't think cancer is too scared of Joe Biden, by the way. But he insulted Indians. And I don't know if we should even bother playing the clip, but essentially he's like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of Indians that work at NASA. You know, you Indians are taking over America. Hey, Joe, they're not Indians. They're Americans. Because that's the way we are. We're a nation of all these different people, and Joe Biden is still so demented that he sees, oh, well, those are Indians that work at NASA, asking the question. And they said it was one of his most head-turning comments since being sworn in. It's amazing. Indian descent Americans are taking over the country. And he goes out to list them because he keeps a little list in his pocket. Okay, do we have enough blacks I can reference? Enough Latinos? Enough women? Enough gays? Enough Guatemalan midgets? He thinks these are compliments, folks. A corrupt, rich, white fool telling Americans of Indian descent that they're moving on up to the east side. It's insane.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are slamming the Biden administration's border policies.
Today we're seeing 3,000 or 4,000 illegal crossings a day at our southern border. It is a national crisis, and it needs to be confronted by President Biden, and he refuses to acknowledge this.
House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Scalise also saying there are super spreader caravans coming across our southern border, which is a reference to the coronavirus outbreak. Jury selection is moving forward in ex-cop Derek Chauvin's trial. The former Minneapolis police officer is accused of killing George Floyd and is facing charges of manslaughter and second-degree murder. Chauvin was originally charged with third-degree murder last October, but a judge dismissed it, saying it didn't apply to the case. Security is tight around the courthouse. USA Radio News. House Republicans are ripping the big stimulus bill that is expected to get final approval in the House this week. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone.
On top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent. We did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jen Psaki has her hands full. She's the spokesperson or what they call the press secretary for Joey Demento. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Not my president, Joe Biden. Dr. Jill Biden has her hands full as well. The Democratic Party has its hands full as well, all because of Joey Demento. One leftist clown has these guys reeling because they don't know what he's going to say, when he's going to say it. Joe Biden gets maybe an hour or two of lucid thought a day, and that's it. Once his body starts to drain, he goes into the stratosphere. I mean, it might as well... It's Tourette's meets, I don't know, whatever. But he can say whatever. You don't know what he's going to say. He's stuck in the 1960s. This is a man who sees nothing but color, and he believes he needs to compliment minorities and other in order for us to feel good. He's got to say something nicer. Well, you know, the black people have always been a needed part of American culture. Well, gee, thanks, dude. Thank you for telling me what I already know, Captain Obvious, because I don't need you to make me feel good about black folks or anybody. You know, women have always been a strong part of the American culture. You know, these platitudes. Oh, you know, the Latino community has always been, but Joe Biden can't leave it there. And what's funny, he's too stupid to know that he's insulting. Play the clip of Biden talking about Indian Americans.
We have Dr. Mohan here with me. He's, of course, you know from the Landing Covers.
Hey, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Mr. President.
I just
Thank
want you to know.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Are you kidding me? What an honor this is. This is an incredible honor. And it's amazing. Indian of descent Americans are taking over the country. You, my vice president, my speechwriter, when I tell you what, but thank you. You guys are incredible. Did you want to say something? I'll be quiet.
What a moron. Hey, leftist, if that's the dude you want as your president, congratulations. What a moron. Hey, Doc. I love how he always tries to make himself very familiar. Well, you know her. Hey, Doc. And then, of course, what an honor. It's amazing. Indians of descent Americans. That's what he says. Indians of descent Americans. I'm not making that up. If you go back, listen to this clip. By the way, you can get this podcast anytime you want. After the show airs, you can go back and download it at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Find the radio part of our network. And these are out there in posterity. I'm sure there are people in other parts of the universe listening to this program saying that black guy is so insightful. That black of American descent
or something like that. What did he say? Black of descent American? He's amazing. Joe Biden actually said, the Indian of descent Americans. Did he correct it? No, because his brain doesn't know to correct it. He says, you're taking over the country. You Indians of descent Americans are taking over the country. Then he goes on to describe them. My VP, who doesn't even give a crap about her Indian heritage publicly. She only cares about her blackness. Sister girl. And let me tell you, when she gets around her Indian family, she drops the black, goes into the Indian stuff. My writer, Sandeep, he's Indian. Look at you. You're taking over the world. Look at you. You're over at NASA doing stuff. Wow. Who would have thought? What year are we in? 1962? Who would have thought Indians could do anything in America? Indian of descent Americans would be so popular. And then I love how he gets... It was so funny. He goes on. Did you want to say something? I'll be quiet. Did you want to say something? Of course she wants to say something. She's asking a question. She's the one that they teed up. Hey, bonehead. Here's a question from Dr. So-and-so. You know her. Oh, yeah. Hey, doc. And he forgets that she wants to ask a question. Did that go unnoticed on you guys? Maybe I'm too perceptive. But he forgets. And then somebody did it in his earpiece, said, hey, you need to be quiet, Joey Demento. Shut up. Let him talk. All he did, let me go back and tell you this. All the guy did was say, here's the next question from a woman that you've met. And he could have said, oh, hey, doc, it's good to see you. What's your question? No, Joey Demento has to let her know that he, as a rich, white, crooked man, recognizes her Indianness. And, hey, listen, before you get started, let me tell you, I see your color. I see what you're doing. And by the way, look at what I'm doing for your people. I made my number two. I made her, and she's an Indian. I'm going to recognize that part of her right now since I'm talking to you. Oh, and my speechwriter, he's an Indian. Did I mention my cook? He's an Indian.
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
Even call centers, was rushed overseas in the hundreds of thousands. How many times you get the call? I'd like to talk to you about your credit card. I'd like to talk to you about your credit card.
It's a large, very identifiable Somali community. I might add, if you ever come to the train station with me, you'll notice that I have great relationships with them because there's an awful lot of driving cabs.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
What kind of a chance would a northeastern liberal like Joe Biden stand in the South if you were running in Democratic primaries against Southerners like Mark Warner and John Edwards?
Better than anybody else. And you don't know my state. My state was a slave state. My state is a border state. My state is the eighth largest black population in the country. My state is anything from a northeast liberal state.
Look at what they value and look at their budget and what they're proposing. Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
My son is attorney general a year in Iraq, came back, and that's one of the things that he finds was most in need. When he was over there in Iraq for a year, people would come to him and talk about what was happening to him at home in terms of foreclosures, in terms of bad loans that were being, these Shylocks who took advantage of these women and men while overseas.
I stopped in Singapore to meet with a guy named Lee Kuan Yew, who most foreign policy experts around the world say is the wisest man in the Orient. It's not rocket science, guys. We did it up in Michigan. When Detroit found out they didn't have, when all the exodus, they didn't have people in the city got back on his feet who could literally turn on the streetlights, run the water system. So we went and we hired some folks to go into the neighborhoods. They picked 58 women, it turns out, from the hood for a 17-week program, if my memory serves me correctly, to learn how to code. Not one had more than a high school degree.
That wasn't even a complete mashup of everything Biden has said racist. Not even close. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This man has offended everybody. And what's funny, Biden doesn't realize that he's trying to give what he considers a compliment is blatantly racist. What he said about Barack Obama, I mean, you got your first African-American who's, you know, articulate and clean. I mean, I don't want to focus on these because they're just so idiotic, but who thinks like that? If he had said, you know, I got to tell you, that guy's poised and he really has it together. He's got the look, good looking, you know, whatever. There's so many ways to describe somebody that has nothing to do. Even if he said, you know, he's a good looking black man. You know, I wouldn't even have any, I have no offense of that. I think you can describe people as color, but to describe him as articulate and clean, as if it's such a strange thing, that's where you cross the line. And Biden has no filter because he's stuck in the 60s. He sees blacks who can actually pronounce G's at the end of their sentences as anomalies or who have degrees that, you know. And by the way, I don't think Barack Obama's that big of a deal, but I can see how he fakes people into thinking that he is. And you want to buy into it, fine, but articulate and clean. And think about all the other ones that were on there. But it wasn't just limited to Obama. The Indians and the Pakistanis and everybody else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-28.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, man. You got some lies that you're going to get told over the next couple of years. That is until Joey Demento finally just loses it. Till it just can't cover for him anymore. He's walking around, thump, 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 drooling out of his mouth. It ain't going to take that long. Welcome back, everybody. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. is where we are centralizing everything. I hope you'll go there and check it out. The left is going to have to keep you off kilter about everything that they're planning. They're rushing it in because it's going to be very difficult for them to cheat like they did with President Trump in this next election cycle. Because, see, everybody's hip to Dominion. Everybody. They're all hip to how this stuff works. The election system is probably going to get upturned and revamped, but we got to do it now. By the way, we have a huge win to report with Seeking Educational Excellence. there was something that was going to get implemented in Chicago schools, in schools from the federal government, that got upended because of work that we've done. We're going to make a big announcement about it. For those wondering what we do and how we're impacting things, this is a very good speed bump. It didn't stop them, but it's a big speed bump in the road to crazy time in academia. And we have direct impact on it. Anyway, Joe Biden, I played a clip in the previous segment about this guy and all the insults and racist comments and sexist comments that this guy's made. There's no way this man got elected with that. Anyway, what I wanted people to notice is how compelled he is to make you feel better. It isn't like a friend who you say, hey, how you doing? And you guys have a conversation. You go, well, hey, look, you know, keep your chin up. It isn't like a pep talk. Joe Biden wants you to know he recognizes your victimhood, your frailty. Not as a human being that you're a little depressed, you know, where somebody might say to you, well, look, it's normal for everybody to have a little bit of depression. Joe Biden would say, you know, you African-Americans in depression, you know, there's a way that we can help you overcome this depression. You know, you people are very resilient. I mean, he would make it black if he were talking to me about depression, which he doesn't have to talk to me about depression because I live on a high of my own life. I learned somewhere along the way, and I didn't even learn it. It just came to me that, Kevin, you better love who you are. You better enjoy yourself, or you're not going to have a happy life. And what I mean by that is, even in spite of the stuff that you do, you better have a happy life. And if you don't like something about yourself, change it so you can have a happy life. And I did it. I do it every single day. But back to Joe Biden. He believes his assuring words coming from a man of his stature, a corrupt, white, leftist, racist politician, should make you feel better. It should heal any wounds you might have. His compliment to Barack Obama being, you know, light-skinned Negro and clean, or I don't know what he said. What did he say? Articulate and clean. Harry Reid called him a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. That's the way these people think about you. That when they divide into these categories, LGBT, black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Muslim, whatever, it is always to demean the group. And what's funny is there are so many groups out there willing to be demeaned. And they get mad if you jump in the middle. But let me explain why they get mad. You're jumping in the middle of them getting that paycheck. That's what they're mad about. But here's what's funny. I still chuckle at this notion. I can only imagine how Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, Walter Mondale, he's dead, but if he were alive today, he'd say, they put that moron into office and they couldn't get me elected? Dukakis? All the failed Democrat candidates. If you're Andrew Yang or one of the 20 million people who ran on the Democratic ticket, you have to be asking yourself, what is it like? I mean, I can't imagine watching that moron, Joe Biden, in office every day and saying to yourself, man, if they were going to cheat to win, why didn't they pick me? If the Democratic Party was going to cheat to put somebody into office, why would they pick him? Hillary Clinton and Al Gore have to be saying that. Now, Al, he doesn't care. He's the first carbon trillionaire. Carbon credits trillionaire. Are you aware of that? He's got so many carbon credits. If they pass anything regarding global climate nonsense, he becomes an instant trillionaire. The only solace that can come to these people is knowing that Joey Demento isn't really running things. I said earlier, the previous segment, everybody who cheated Biden into office, they got their hands full. Oh, I don't know if you guys have noticed this. On social media now, you can actually mention voter fraud. They're not banning people for saying, you know, he cheated. Am I getting the distribution on this show that I need? I don't know. Don't know. Don't care. But I'll tell you this. I'm going to say it regardless. I didn't quit saying it. Just remember that. But these people have their hands full, the cheaters, because now they got to deal with the outcome. The Democrats tremble every time Joe Biden opens his mouth. And I mentioned Jen Psaki, that woman has a job on her hands. Kayleigh McEnany, I mentioned what she said about Psaki's job. Psaki has no access to Joe Biden. She can't just walk into his office. And even if she does, what's he going to be doing? Doing his lips like, what is he? Who knows? Playing with blocks? She doesn't know what this guy's going to say, what he's going to do, if he's going to remember it. Think about her job and think about that for the Democrats. They got to keep the wheels on that wagon. Joe Biden's already thrown Psaki under the bus. Oh, I didn't mean that. That's not what I meant. And then, of course, now she's deflecting on him calling people that don't want to wear masks Neanderthals. Yeah, that's what he said of these Republican governors, which, by the way, he's saying that of you as well. And he's going to have a real problem because I don't know if you guys saw it. All these kids that did the mask burning, God bless them. God bless the parents that said to these kids, go throw this mask and burn it. We all need to be doing mask burnings. The same way they're doing a metaphorical book burning of Dr. Seuss, we need to be doing a reality burning of masks and saying, you're never going to do this to us again. Psaki was asked, is it productive to compare governors to Neanderthals while trying to convince state officials to get on board with Biden's public health message? She said, oh, he was likening what they were doing to the behavior of Neanderthals. Hey, here's what I'll tell you. Neanderthals didn't wear masks, and we evolved from them. So apparently, it's going to be okay, Crazy Joe. The behavior of a Neanderthal, just to be clear, the behavior of, she said, adding that it was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation over some people flouting Wu flu guidance to help spread the curb the spread of the disease, of the virus. If you, look, I'm going to make this as brutally honest as I can. If you think that stupid little mask is stopping you from catching a disease, you're an idiot. If it gives you some psychosomatic, you know, feeling of, oh my gosh, I feel protected, good for you. That mask will not stop you from getting this disease any more than it'll stop you from getting the flu or the common cold or anything else. It won't do it. She says he believes that with more than half a million Americans' lives lost, with families that continue to suffer, that it's imperative that people listen across the country, whether they live in a red state or a blue state, to the guidance of public health experts. Yeah, like Fauci, the public health expert, who has flip-flopped on this issue five or six times? Or does he listen to the real science of what this does to your respiratory system and that it actually is not protecting you? It's insane. Neanderthal. Let me tell you who the Neanderthals are, people. It's the Democrats. The people that lynch black people, the people that enslave black people, the people who continue to marginalize multiple groups of people, all with the guise that they're going to help them. Yeah, the Democrats are going to help women because women can't help themselves. Blacks can't help themselves. Latinos can't. LGBT can't. It's going to be the Democrats that do it for them, the progressives. Yeah, I dare you to go look at the Trail of Tears of progressivism.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.